Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadam, Kalam Bey's Simon Lamed Hey, talking about the halachas of Aleinu. So he says that this tefillah is to be said by Emo B'Yira B'Reshes B'Zeya. The Bach in Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel says the reason why we say it is before we leave the shul, we go on to our business, etc. We're going to be makabel Yichud Malchus Shemayim V'Chizuk Amunah B'Libeinu. And therefore, as we're busy, we will not, interfacing with the non-Jews, we will not be drawn to say that we want to become part of them, but rather we're going to appreciate the special, unique situation that we have, not be drawn in to the world of the Umas Olam. The Chayyadim continues, and he says that the author of this is Yeshua Tikno B'Shoshet Kovah Shirichai. When Yeshua was able to conquer the city of Yericho, the first conquest that they had in Eretz Yisrael, he composed Rechasim Shmar L'Mafreya, and he put his name in there backwards. There was Ayin Shin Vav Hey Yud, and so the beginning is Aleinu, that's the Ayin, then Shloisam is the Shin, Vanachtu Karim is the Vav, Hu'elokeinu is the Hey, that's the Hosheya. He doesn't say where the Yud is found in the Tefillah. So now the Chayyadim goes on to another thought, which is along the lines of Aleinu. Just let me talk, so you got a few points here about Aleinu. Shabura in Siman Samachay says when the Tzibur reaches Aleinu, you should say the Aleinu together with the Tzibur the same way when the Tzibur says Shema. It's not appropriate to stand there and not be Mekabel HaMachos Shemayim. It looks like you do not want to join the Tzibur in Kabbalah HaMachos Shemayim. So similarly, when the Tzibur is saying Aleinu, a person should say along with the Tzibur. Now that is only if a person is not davening. But if a person is in the middle of davening, Pesukah Zimra, Berachas Kriya Shema, etc., he does not need to switch to that point. Similarly, if a person is holding an ashrei or uvalatzion, he continue along his own way. He does not need to switch to Aleinu. Let's say a situation where a person is davening with a Tzibur of a different nusach, from the Svart to Ashkenaz, Ashkenaz to Svart. So he finishes the Tzibur together with the Tzibur. And now it's an Ashkenaz Kehillah, and they reach Aleinu, he died with Nusach Svart. Or vice versa, he's died with Ashkenaz, and they're not saying Aleinu right now, they say Aleinu later on. So what should a person do in that situation? Nusach Ashkenaz was davening with a kila of Nusach Svard. He should wait till the end to say Aleinu at the end. To have the mile of saying it with the Tzibur, and he should say Shir Shayim together with the kila at now. The other way around, Nusach Svard. So there are those who say the same thing, that they should switch, and they should say together with the Tzibur. That seems to be the logical thing to do. There are different persons which disagree that you do not need to do that. Now, when we say Menachto Karim, so the Mishra points out that we should bow down because we're saying we're being Karei and we're not being Karei. That's improper to do. So the person needs to do Menachto Karim and Mishtachavim. So Kriya means the language of bending our knees. So a person is, he bends his knees when he says Menachto Karim. And Mishtachav is one who's throwing themselves on the ground in front of their master. So that's leaning forward. So the order is you bend your knees. Excuse me. When you say Karim, and then when you say Mishtachavim, you bow forward, and you're Mekayim, the mirror that you're saying, you're doing some element of it. Obviously, you're not doing the full act of Mishtachavoya, like we spoke about recently. We're not allowed to do that. The full act of Mishtachavoya, but at least we're Mekayim in some way this concept. There's an interesting minhag which some had that they would, when Yudam Mincha Marav together, they would only say Aleinu with the after Marav, they wouldn't say Aleinu. So based on the Bach, it makes sense that the point of Aleinu is as you leave, you should stop and say this tefillah to take the message with you. So Yudam Mincha Marav together, there's no need to, but Al Pi Kabbalah, we say it after all three tefillahs, after Mincha as well, even though of a person is in a situation where he's dominating Mincha Maariv, and he has finished Tachanun, and he's about to say Leinu, and they start Maariv. He just start Maariv with them, and then just say one Leinu afterwards. He does not need to say a second Leinu afterwards. We have a minute to say Leinu after Kiddush Levona. The reason why we do that is because there's elements of tefillah about the Levona over there, and we need to clarify, make it very clear that we are not davening to the Levona. We're not worshipping the Levona. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was the one who made the Levona. So there's two things which we do in order to address that. One is we say Leinu at the end, to say we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not like to Mizraelim. The second point which we do is, the Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that a person looks at the Levana right before the bracha, and then he does not look at the Levana during the bracha. It should not look like he's davening to the Levana. He should actually look at the Levana and look away from the Levana while he's saying the bracha. The last point over here, the Chayyadim says that when you say the Tefillah of Ashreinu, Matzoyev Chokenu, Manim Gralinu, Mayifayur Shaseinu, Ashreinu Shanachem Ashkimim, and we say Shema, which we say at the beginning of davening. I'm not sure why the Chayyadim put it here. He says the types of those three things are Matov Chalkenu is referring to our Chalik and Eretz Yisrael. Noyim Garolenu, how pleasant is our Garol, we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Yerusha Sena was referring to the Torah, which is referred to Marosha Kilas Yaakov. Then we say Shema, that so we have this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore we are being made that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's the end of the Chayyadim in Klal Lama Beis. As Hashem, the next year we will start Klal Lama Gimel, which is the Lachos of Tefillas Mincha. Have a good day.